You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And it looks like what's going on is somewhere between here in Hawaii and Round Rock, Texas. There's a lot of packet loss in both directions, and it's causing us some serious problems. And as you all know, it's one of the reasons why Claire and I are going to be moving to the U.S. mainland sometime this fall, as soon as we can come up with the money to do that. All right, so getting on back to the news, and the phones are now open, 800-313-9443. So for those of you who are struggling to listen, I'm going to backtrack on this one story. And apparently there are agencies of the government that are looking into the issue of election hacking and election fraud. But the state officials are being told that they're not allowed to pass this information on to those of us who are affected the most, which are the voters. They're trying to maintain the illusion that we can trust the elections. And as we saw in 2016 especially, we know for a fact that we cannot. Okay. Fox News is running one of their little polls saying that, yes, Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump if the election was held today. Well, the election is not being held today. The election is still quite a ways off. And anyway, story coming on out. Apparently, it broke last Friday. And apparently this came from NewsGuard and then was repeated by Investment Watch blog, where it looks like Barack Obama accepted at least $21 million in foreign campaign donations for the 2012 re-election. And that, of course, is just flat out illegal. So, and of course, the corporate media is not reporting that one either. Speaking of the corporate media, Russia Today ran an interesting little article about a study released by the RAND Corporation. Now, the RAND Corporation is this well-known think tank. They go back decades, and corporations and the government rely on them to basically study issues, study problems, come up with potential solution. And RAND basically came out with this study on U.S. news media confirming what we all know. U.S. corporate news media, they've shifted toward advocacy and emotional appeals. And this is helping to sow discord in American society. So in the good old days, news content was event and context-based reporting. These are the facts. Today, coverage is subjective, relies heavy on argumentation and advocacy, and includes more emotional appeals. In other words, it's gone tabloid. And apparently they're seeing it both in the TV and the print news. RAND Corporation called it truth decay. Good term. A shift away from facts and analysis in public discourse. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. Steve Bannon is out there saying there is no chance Trump is going to back down on the China trade war. And, of course, Steve is out there saying China's been running an economic war against the industrial democracies for 20 years. Well, Steve, that's not exactly what happened. China just got very good at doing what it does, which is manufacturing. When the United States was the manufacturing powerhouse for the world, especially in the post-World War II years, nobody said we were waging economic war on the rest of the world because they had to come buy their products from us. Speaking of buying products, there's this interesting little article that came out from Government Slaves saying that the tariffs are going to be paid for by ordinary consumers and not just for imported goods, because apparently the few domestic manufacturers that we have in this country are seeing an opportunity. Their competition's products are now more expensive. So what are they going to do? Raise the price on the domestically produced products. So the prices are going to be pretty much the same when you go into the store. I think that's taking unfair advantage of the situation. But again, it's more money out of your pockets. The Central Bank of Russia reports that foreign exchange reserves saw a significant boost of nearly $3.3 billion in April. And Russia is pursuing a policy of increasing its forex funds and diversifying away from the U.S. dollar. So they're boosting their gold reserves. They're dumping the dollar. A lot of countries are starting to do that. Okay. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, again, precious metals are setting up for a major rally while the broader markets are primed for a crash. Maybe, maybe not. After that big dump we had earlier in the week on the markets, we've had a couple of really good days. The stock market ended up again. The Dow was up, I think, something like close to 200. Is that real economic activity, or is it more manipulation? Another article, this one out of Your Destination Now, basically saying that Trump's tariffs are equivalent to one of the largest tax increases in decades. And maybe that's part of the agenda and why Trump doesn't want to back down. He had his tax plan last year that primarily benefited the wealthy. Middle-class Americans are upset. The government is hopelessly in debt and driving into debt even faster. Maybe this is just another way to extract more money from the American people. There's only one small problem with that. The American people, driven down to lower wages and salaries, don't have the money to pay for the tariffs. People are just going to start doing without. It's what's going to happen. Now, one of the casualties of the trade war are soybeans. Soybean futures fell 25% in 50 weeks since the inception of President Trump's trade war last summer. China consumes a lot of soybeans, and they used to buy a lot of them from here in the United States, but apparently no more. Right now, at this time of year, only 30% of U.S. cornfields have been planted. Normally at this time of year, it's 66%. And that's because of all that massive flooding, I guess. That's where that's coming from. And as if we were not in enough economic trouble and annoying the rest of the world all that much, the United States is now threatening the European Union with a trade war over weapons. And what's going on is the European Union wants to boost cooperation between member states on military spending. In other words, they want the European Union member states to spend their military budget in the other member states. And the United States doesn't like that because they've gotten used to the idea that Europe bought most of their weapons from right here in the United States of America. Germany has responded rather harshly, saying that, you know, they're acting as if Germany is a U.S. colony. This is in response to the Russia sanctions. So Bundestag Energy and Economy Chief Klaus Ernst of Die Linke Party accused the U.S. of behaving as if Germany is its colony as Washington tries to bully Europeans not to buy Russian gas. And he said those measures don't only target Russians, they deliberately target Europeans. for example, the German energy companies involved in Nord Stream 2. Boy, the U.S. government is just making enemies of everybody. All right. The other day, I saw this interesting documentary. It was called The Future of Work. And it was talking about how automation is displacing humans in the workplace. And they showed Amazon how that works, where the inventory is basically on these large robotic rolling shelves, if you will. And they're literally rolling up to where the packers are working. And they said, well, the reason we still have humans here is because nobody's come out with a finger that can go in, just grab the one product quickly and bring it back on out. Well, that appears to be about to change because Amazon is now rolling out automated packing machines that are five times faster than humans. I cannot tell you how insane this is. We are rushing to a world where we're going to have factories full of robots making products that go to shopping malls full of robot salespeople that just stand there with nothing to do because the humans don't have money to buy anything. It just doesn't make any sense here. Anyway, retail sales and industrial production slumped last month. We're going to take a phone call now. Murr in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's me again. Germany is a vassal state of the U.S. until 2099. I'll send you that link. Also, you know how we talk about Wes Clark? His last name is really Kan, K-A-N-N-E, Ashkenazi. And he nearly started World War III at least once. And I'll send you that information, too, when he was SAC, Supreme Allied Commander over Europe and NATO in the Balkans.
Yes.
And I don't know if you can play this one video. I'll send it to you. You can see it. It's very good, but might have copyright. You might be able to play part of it, but it's called No Bravery. And James Blount was what he was also called. He was a captain back then. And
yes.
He was the one that was given the orders. Okay, he was British captain. And he was going to refuse it, but his next higher up, Mike Jackson, refused the orders of Clark, Kahn, whatever, that said to destroy these 200 Russians that had gotten to the airport before them and were holding it. And they decided to wait it out. They thought it might be a couple days. I think it ended up being a couple weeks, but then they did work with the Russians. So there we go. Something else avoided. You know, and it's the same thing right now, really, with Iran. These are false flags, and somebody's spilling the beans. Maybe you saw in Jim Stone, it was covered a couple places, but on Sunday, the 12th of all times, right, in the morning, about 5 hours before, I guess, the actual hit was to take place, somebody said they saw American and French planes over this United Arab Emirates port.
And yeah, well, that came from a single source, which I'm starting to think may have been, fake news. And we always have to be very careful about those kind of things.
I think it was trying to spill the beans to prevent something getting kicked off. And then we had this thing with the diver.
It may be because, I would have thought there would have been a much stronger, more immediate reaction to the attack on those oil tankers. I'm getting a strong sense that there is, in fact, a major faction fight inside the administration over whether to start a war with Iran or not.
Well, I think Trump is kind of playing it like he did before with North Korea and with Putin. He'll say all kind of stuff, and he'll let his little guys that want to have war go out and say what they want to say, and then he'll tweet the opposite, and then he'll go meet the people in person, and it kind of diffuses the situation. So hopefully that's what's going on. But these divers supposedly could carry all this stuff out there and set the charges? I don't think so.
Well, there are alternatives, of course, and that would have to do with some military hardware that would involve submarines with detachable miniature submarines for SEALs team members. And they do exist, and they are being used. Or the limpets could have been applied the last time the ships were in port and then detonated by radio control.
Well, you'd think they would detect some of this stuff. They have ability to do that too,
Well, especially since the damage was done above the water line, whatever was put on there had to be visible.
Right, right. So, you know, it sounds awful hokey. And you never know with the news, because they're constantly trying to drum something up. They're not real happy with something about to go down, whether it be a money change or whatever. They're sure not happy about it.
Yeah, well, they're really pushing for the war. Anyway, Murrah, we're going to let you go and get back to the news. I'm running behind on my talking points. The phone lines are open. Getting on back to the economic news, global investment in coal has tumbled by 75% over the last 3 years, and apparently more coal power stations around the world came offline last year than were approved for construction. And a lot of that probably is lobbying from all the global warming people, but they're saying dependence on coal remains high, with coal-fired power plants currently fueling around 38% of global electricity. But they are saying coal is in decline. Hopefully, we're going to start getting something to replace coal and oil, something that doesn't leave nuclear waste behind. By the way, HBO is running a mini-series about Chernobyl, and it's very dark, but it feels very, very real. Romina Boccia is out there saying that adopting socialist policies would make average American $24,000 poorer. Yes, it definitely would. This one is a little scary. Washington, D.C. is going to turn private citizens into ticket vigilantes. So they're getting ready to pass this bill, B23-02. 288 would allow 80 citizens, 10 in each of the 8 wards of the District of Columbia, to basically hand out parking tickets and citations. And it's just another way to grab cash. And apparently there is several cities already doing this. So if you think you had problems with your neighbors before, just wait till they can write you a ticket. All right, turning now down to the border, hundreds of TSA security ops have been deployed to the southern border for, quote, an immediate need, end quote. Many as 400 people are going to be sent to the border trying to deal with the flood of migrants, which are overwhelming the current resources. Now, remember, Yale and MIT did their own study. And they said there are 22 million illegal immigrants inside the United States of America. Usually the media says it's 11 million. The Yale MIT study said, no, it's actually double that. They actually came out with a range. Could be as low as 16 million, could be as high as 29 million. And these are people who should not be working in our economy, should not be here at all. And they're bringing in drugs. They're engaging in human trafficking. They're bringing in highly contagious diseases. And we need to get the word out about it, because apparently the Harvard-Harris poll went on out and surveyed Americans, asking them how much they know about the illegal immigration problem. And only about 13% answered correctly. 76% of Americans are unaware of just how bad the problem is. There were nearly 100,000 border apprehensions last month alone. And that puts illegal immigration at the southern border on track to outpace every year of illegal immigration under former President Obama and take the U.S. back to Bush-era levels. So as you go on out and you share what you learn here at Republic Broadcasting with your friends, say, do you understand how many illegal immigrants are flooding into this country? It's not a trickle. It's a tsunami. Anyway, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and so far it looks like the gremlins have gone on someplace else. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about immigration. And the U.S. military is going to build 6 tent cities near the border to house 7,500 migrants. And apparently the Department of Homeland Security made the request, and Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan is expected to sign the request. Now, the tents will not be on military bases, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, not the military, will be responsible for migrant detention and custodial support. Well, that's a drop in the bucket. You've got 22 million illegals loose in the country. 7,500? We have to start rounding these people up and just fling them back across the border. They're not our problem. Over in Scotland, the Brexit Party is now in second place in the polls. And this is a dramatic blow to Nicola Sturgeon's claim that Scots oppose Brexit. I'm expecting we're going to see a new independence referendum over there soon. So let's talk a little bit about Boeing, and it is starting to look worse and worse for that company in that in the name of cutting costs for themselves and for their customers, a lot of decisions were being made. And in this particular one, it had to do with the transition from the older 737 models to the MAX 8, and it had to do with the training. And training comes in several levels. Level D training is the big flight simulators, where these are about $15 million each, and pilots are required to train hundreds of hours on the simulators before they're allowed to enter the real cockpit. And then they have to retrain on them every 6 months to maintain their qualification. So in order to cut down training time and reduce costs, Boeing claimed the changes it made to the cockpit required only level B training, which could be done in an hour on a tablet. And this is probably the reason why those pilots were unaware of that switch that would have been able to disable that MCAS system that kept pitching them up and stalling those airplanes. I think Boeing's in a lot of trouble on this one. I mean, flying an airplane is serious, serious business. And there's a reason pilots are type certified in those simulators. And they literally fly them hundreds of hours before they're allowed into the real airplane. Over at Tesla, they're now saying that the recent spate of cars exploding spontaneously while they're being charged had to do with the software. And they've now issued a software update they say will prevent cars from randomly bursting into flames. And I certainly hope it works. I really, really do. Over in Mason, Ohio, a high school has decided they're going to eliminate valedictorian and salutatorian honors to help the mental wellness of the other students. In other words, we're not going to reward the achievers. We're going to disincentivize achievement in our kids. The school is also going to begin classes 30 minutes later next year and is also considering reducing the amount of homework after school and during summer school. Now, that's not real world. If the purpose of education is to get these kids ready to go on out and either go to college or join the workforce, they're not going to find bosses that are that accommodating. Their bosses are going to want results. They're going to want these kids to do as well as they can. A lot of people are still talking about this WhatsApp hack, and the predictions are that hundreds of millions of cell phones have been compromised. They're describing it as having the hallmarks of a private company known to work with governments to deliver spyware that reportedly takes over the functions of mobile phone operating systems. Now, somebody needs to come out with a tool, you know, to put on the phone to say, is it there or not? I know there's some antivirus, anti-malware apps out there. But this is serious business. Meanwhile, yesterday, Trump signed an executive order. He declared a national emergency over technology designed or produced by foreign adversaries. And so Trump has banned Huawei and these other adversaries from U.S. telecoms. This is protectionism. Trump is saying it's national security. They can spy on us with that. And that's the U.S. job to do that. But I think it's just protectionism. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Of
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about computers. And interesting little story. Apparently, American adults are spending enormous amounts of money playing video games, mostly on smartphones. And we've all seen the TV commercials for, build your own empire and all the rest of that, which building an empire, I think, is better than let's go blow something up, but there's enough of those games as well. But apparently last year a staggering $43 billion was spent on games, mostly on content, mostly on the pay-to-play games like Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, Red Dead Redemption 2, and NBA 2K19. So games are an important part of our society now. They're making more money than the movies are. And I don't know how healthy that is for us. Generally, I don't play computer games. The only computer games I have are flight simulators, and lately I haven't even gotten into them all that much because no way will they make me fly that 737 MAX 8. Okay, the White House has rolled out a new website for people to report when they are being censored by Silicon Valley tech giants. And it's wh.gov/tech-bias. And you log in there, and it asks for the information, what you were trying to do. I think it's a whipping post. I don't think they're going to do anything. We know what's going on. And it just says, basically, if you suspect political bias has caused such an action to be taken against you, share your story with President Trump. Now, this was good news to Gab.com, which is an alternative to Twitter. And they're out there encouraging all of their users to log in to give them a set of data. But I'm not seeing where they plan on doing anything with it. All right, this is going to anger a lot of people. Apparently, Adobe has come on out and saying that customers using an older version of Photoshop may be sued if they continue, even though they paid for the software. Now, in the good old days of computers, when you went on down to the computer store and you bought software and you got that little disc, it was yours. That was it. And then at the high-end commercial areas like film production, they got into the idea of software licensing, where you paid a fee every year to continue to use the software. And now that's being brought down to the consumer level. So Adobe basically just came on out, and as far as I can tell, they're going to all those people who hold perpetual licenses for older cuts of Photoshop and saying, you're no longer licensed to use them. So apparently this affects older versions of Creative Cloud applications. And it's caused a certain amount of outrage. And it's just Adobe, once again, forcing people to buy software they already have. Apparently hackers compromised the script used by Best of the Web to display their trust seal on their customers' websites and to add two key logging scripts designed to sniff keystrokes from visitors. And apparently, researcher William DeGroot said, the security seal as sold by Best of the Web contains even two different keystroke loggers. One was added April 24th, the other last week. And after DeGroot disclosed his discovery to Best of the Web, the company confirmed that their trust seal script, which was hosted on Amazon's content delivery network, was indeed hacked. Now they're taking steps to fix the issue. Meanwhile, over at Forbes' subscription website, hackers injected a MageCart script that collects payment card data customers introduce on the checkout page and sends it to a server controlled by the attackers. This is coming from Bad Packets Report co-founder Troy Mersch. The script collects card numbers, expiration dates, and the credit card CVV, CVC verification codes, as well as the customers' names, addresses, phone numbers, and emails. So if you subscribe to Forbes, you better check that credit card statement. It really is just a mess. Over at Bayer, I imagine they're having buyer's remorse because they've discovered Monsanto has been running a black ops division, and they were building and maintaining lists of journalists, lawmakers, and regulators to be quote-unquote taken out if they opposed GMOs or glyphosate. Any influential person who opposed the Monsanto agenda was subjected to attempted bribery, death threats and intimidation, character assassination through well-funded negative PR campaigns, defamation via coordinated Wikipedia attacks run by Monsanto, career destruction such as in terms of substance, blacklisted science journals, being taxed, having your address publicized, and family and co-workers threatened. And they've been running this black ops for over 10 years spending $100 million or more on silence, destroy, or assassinate anyone who interfered with the agricultural giant Merck dominance. Not my way, they're probably not the only ones. Over in the Congo, they have never declared that the Ebola epidemic is out of control. This is terrifying. Biggest World Health Organization showed more than 1,600 people infected, over 1,000 deaths. That's the 2/3 mortality rate. And they can't encircle us, they can't basically get ahead of the areas again. There's a lot of conflict in the region, moving around. So they're just sort of out of control. We're talking a lot about American pharmaceutical companies who are being accused of pushing opioids. You know, having doctors to prescribe them things like, well, it's not a U.S. phenomenon anymore, because apparently Canadian drug makers have been hit with a $1.1 billion loss for promoting opioids by risks. And the last section lawsuit was filed yesterday in the Ontario Superior Court, and it names some of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the country, such as Apotex, Stelmark-Swift, Johnson & Johnson, and the Gene Pulitzer Group. So the lawsuit was filed on behalf of patients who became addicted, prescribed opioids. And apparently this goes back to the 1990s. Okay, out in California, it may be May, but parts of California are still looking like a scene out of winter. They've had a series of storms bringing several feet of snow to the mountain areas. It's a significant severe weather threat across the nation's midsection. It issued a storm warning that will run through tomorrow morning for the southern Sierra Nevada. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Over in Europe, okay, we told that I need to call in. Sound isn't clearing up. Hang on just a second. Try something here. Okay, test. Is it any better now? Is it any better? I couldn't hear. I'm seeing at my end on the Verto, it's saying waiting for server reconnection. So apparently it's saying that the server just isn't there. All right. This has been a bad gremlin day here. So we're talking about human-caused global warming, and they're talking about over in Europe that the petroleum phase-out planners have been, pushing this catastrophic anthropogenic global warming hypothesis, and it's leading to a situation where the European auto industry is really suffering, and
may have reached a turning point where if all of this electric vehicle stuff doesn't work out, trying to turn back is going to be very, very difficult. Okay, and let's see. Well, I was able to successfully reconnect to Virto. Are you hearing me on that? Okay, all right.
I'm going to go back to the headset. Okay, I'm back on Virto. All right, good. And you sounded good to me. Hopefully this is something that's going to clear up in the next day or two. Apparently over in Dallas at the Catholic Diocese, the police have executed a search warrant at the diocese headquarters, a storage unit, and the offices of a church. And apparently this is to acquire evidence of sexual misconduct. Apparently it's just this huge, huge problem. So let's talk about Notre Dame Cathedral. It was a tragedy when it caught fire and the roof and the spire burned off. And there are two schools of thought. Now, France owns the building, not the church. So France is going to decide what they're going to do. Two schools of thought. One is a new modern sign, all glass and steel roof with plants up there, and it's going to be beautifully lit. The other school of thought is put it back exactly the way that it was and back to action already. Okay. This is really... You know what's funny is my YouTube feed has been absolutely fine all day. So I don't know what's going on here. So they want there's people in France who want Notre Dame put back the way it was, but it was built 800 years ago, and they're saying, where do we find people who know how to do this? Not just a modern recreation, but just make it right. Well, it turns out over in the town of Guerdelon in Burgundy, there is a pool of these skilled artisans because they are building a 13th century castle using medieval tools, designs, and techniques. So I think that would be rather cool. Of course, I can imagine the debate on just how Notre Dame is going to be restored. It's going to go on for a long time. Over in Luxembourg, they have decided, or they've agreed rather last Friday, to work more closely on projects in space, including research and exploration, as well as defense and commerce. And caught me by surprise, I wasn't even aware Luxembourg had a space program. But in the last few years, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg has moved to join the U.S. At the forefront of what has been dubbed the new space race. So they signed a memorandum of understanding last Friday to boost this research, and Luxembourg says it's going to be an important next wave of economic growth. Well, yes, it can be. It certainly was the case back in the 60s with the race to the moon. Not too long ago, a private group in Israel launched a lunar lander, which unfortunately, owing to some kind of mistake that shut off its engine, too soon, it crash landed on the moon. Well, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has now found the crash site. They were comparing before and after pictures, and they have spotted where the lander impacted. It's very elongated. There's no visible crater, and they're saying it sort of looks like it came in at a very, very sharp angle. Okay, so anyway, here's a little article backing on up, and it's talking about John Bolton. This is coming out of Government Slaves, and they're saying it is time to replace him. He blew up the Hanoi summit with a memo. He embarrassed the U.S. abroad, backing Guaido's failed school. And sorry for the pauses, I'm communicating with our control room. Okay, the text window has stopped working. Okay. Yeah, there's definitely data loss taking place somewhere along the line. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, final segment of the program today. And once again, I'm doing it over the phone. This has been a real bad day for the Gremlins, and it's another reminder of just how desperately Republic Broadcasting needs your support so that they can keep this equipment up and running and provide the best quality broadcast that we can, which certainly was not the case today. All righty. So getting on back here, there was an article over at Government Slaves, and they're talking about John Bolton and saying it's been a bad year on the job for him. First of all, blowing up the Hanoi summit with a memo, embarrassing the U.S. by backing Juan Guaido's fizzled-out coup, and now, of course, getting American forces into a potential war with Iran based solely on non-specific Israeli intelligence. And so Bolton is not helping Donald Trump deliver on the campaign promises he made about non-intervention and a rehaul of foreign policy. And it makes the comment right in this article, this is the result of extreme incompetence, if not outright sabotage, and I would go the outright sabotage. So Trump is reportedly growing frustrated with Bolton, and this article is suggesting that a replacement for him would be retired Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor, who is about as anti-establishment as Donald Trump himself is. He's got a strong military background, and because he's been in the military, he understands that war is not fun, that it's a bad thing. And that we should be looking for more peace here. All righty. There is apparently yet another claim of a cancer treatment, possibly a cancer cure. This was announced by British scientists today. They're going to develop new drugs under a £75 million program that's the best chance yet of beating the illness. Instead of shock and awe chemotherapy with its cruel side effects, they'll target ways of stopping cancer cells resisting treatment. Well, that would certainly be a lot better for the patients. And they're saying tumors will either be beaten completely or their growth limited to allow patients to live much longer. Now, call me old and cynical here, but I keep seeing all these news articles and releases about we're going to have a cure for this, we're going to have a cure for that, and it somehow never really seems to manifest. And we understand that the medical industrial complex isn't really interested in cures anyway. Even Goldman Sachs came on out and admitted curing patients is a bad business model for the medical industrial complex. It's treatments, 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 treatments. So anyway, for our last story today, we all know that recognition cameras are going up everywhere, and apparently over in Great Britain, it is now illegal to hide your face from police facial recognition cameras. Apparently, it's an £8 fine. And the Metropolitan Police were testing the live facial recognition software in East London, and this man walked past, he pulled his jumper up above his chest. Okay, there's the music. I could just barely hear it. Stay tuned for John Stadfield, and I hope he's better luck with his show than I had with this one today. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow, I hope. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.